It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret. The Trump administration is ending a Biden-era student loan repayment plan, and the U.S. Department of Education is now notifying borrowers that they have 90 days to apply for a different program. The Washington Post reports that the department was planning to start sending notification emails last Friday. The Saving on a Valuable Education plan, known as SAVE, faced legal challenges soon after it was first introduced by the Biden administration, but more than 130,000 Wisconsin borrowers remain enrolled as the Trump administration ends the program. If participating borrowers don't enroll in an alternate repayment plan, they'll be automatically placed in the standard plan and could see significant increases in their monthly payments. We're checking in on what impact these changes could have on Wisconsin student loan borrowers. Carol Chon is Executive Director of the Wisconsin Coalition on Student Debt and Executive Director of the Fair Opportunity Project, a nonprofit focused on college access and affordability. Carol, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Can you briefly remind us what this Saving on a Valuable Education plan was and who was signing up for it?
Yeah, so the SAVE plan was by far the most borrower-friendly plan that, you know, that borrowers could choose from. So essentially, it was introduced under the Biden administration in August of 2023. It was a very popular plan. So even today, there are about 7.5 million student loan borrowers nationwide who are in that plan. And in Wisconsin here, there's about 135,000 who are in that plan. And so the plan, though, has been in legal limbo for quite a while. So beginning in July 2024, there was litigation. It paused the SAVE plan. New borrowers couldn't enter into that plan. And those borrowers have been in administrative forbearance essentially since that July 2024 first, you know, wave of litigation. So what happened this month is that there has been a final ruling, and that ruling says that the SAVE plan is illegal.
For a student loan borrower, there's been so much back and forth between Biden administration plans, Trump reversals, and you mentioned the court battles back and forth. If someone out there has student loan debts, they may not know where they ended up landing. How do they check to see if they're under the SAVE plan or something else?
Oh, yeah. I mean, just these last couple of years, just like you said, you know, the amount of confusion and different directives and notices and pauses really, I mean, confuses, you know, all of us at times, me too. So what you need to do is if you log into studentaid.gov, that's the government website, with your user ID information, you will see your full list of all of your loans. And it's important to start there because if you were a student, chances are you took out several loans over the course of completing a degree. So start there. You'll see the plans that you're in. You'll see the your loan servicer. You'll see the balance. You'll see the interest rates. And from there, then, you know, the next place to go that can be really helpful is also on that website, and it is the Loan Simulator site. So you can go into that site on studentaid.gov, and you can test out and say, well, this is where I'm at, and here are my goals for repayment, and this is, you know, here are the different scenarios.
Now, this borrower has figured out, or already knew, they were on the SAVE plan. Now, these notifications are going out. That starts a clock, as I understand it, Carol, for that person with that SAVE plan. What do they have to do by when?
Yeah, so excellent question. So, as you mentioned, beginning last Friday, the Education Department announced that they were going to start sending notices to borrowers in the SAVE plan. And as they announced, what they are doing is sending those notices first to borrowers who have been in the SAVE program the longest. Now, the thing to know about these notices is that they are at this point exactly that. It's a notice letting those borrowers know that, hey, by July 1 of this year, you will have 90 days to select a new repayment plan. So the way to think about it right now is you know, there is no more back and forth litigation. So we have our final court ruling. And I know there's been a lot of deliberation, you know, that have has confused everyone. But at this point, if you're a saved borrower, think about it this way, is that basically by July 1 of this year, you will start, if you don't see them already, you'll start to see notices. You'll get a notice saying that you will have 90 days to select a new repayment plan. And so if you don't select a new repayment plan within that 90 days, they're going to select one for you, and they are going to put you in the standard repayment plan. So essentially, you know, beginning now is the time to start mapping out what different scenarios might work best for you.
And this is going to be different from person to person, of course, Carol. But in general, going from the save plan to that standard plan, what kind of difference could that make for someone's monthly payments?
Well, so first of all, the one reason for this July 1, starting point of saying here are the notices, when you get that notice, 90 days, is because beginning July 1, the new repayment plan, the RAP, income-based repayment plan. So, you know, RAP is repayment assistance plan. So beginning July 1 is when the RAP plan is supposed to be live. So you can choose another income-driven repayment plan, which would be the alternative to choosing the standard repayment plan. And so the standard repayment plan, if you do go into that, your payment period is going to depend on how much you borrowed, you know, how high that amount is. There will be a tiered level of terms. So you might be able to choose between, you know, 10 to 25 years. And that will depend on the borrower's total outstanding loan balance. And so even within the standard plan, there will be a little bit of discretion. So those who are, you know, who are borrowers with higher debt, you can choose to have more time to repay, which will give you lower monthly payments. Now, if you want the RAP plan, and that is an income-driven repayment plan, the thing to know about that compared to the SAVE plan is that essentially there'll be a higher percentage of your income that will be tied to what your payment, your monthly payment requirement will be.
We're talking about federal changes to student loan repayment plans and the end of the SAVE plan. Carol Trone with us, Executive Director of the Wisconsin Coalition on Student Debt. Carol, one way that people think about their student loans is to not think about their student loans. You've told us in the past, don't sleep on these things, be proactive, get out there. For people on the SAVE plan, should they be waiting for this email, or should they be investigating their situation right now?
You know, I think right now, I mean, so they should be investigating now, right? And you can do that with that loan simulator tool that I mentioned earlier. So you can just use that tool and plug in, you know, the different variables in your situation and see, you know, and then start mapping out what your budget needs to look like. So, you know, and while there are going to be, fewer options for borrowers, there are still options. And the key is for you to plug in your priorities and make that choice before the choice of the plan is made for you. So, you know, depending on your family size, depending on your marital status and how you file your tax returns related to that, related to your annual income, related to your repayment goals, these are all variables that loan simulator tool is going to help you plan out. And so, some things to, you know, bright spots for borrowers to be aware of is that, so for instance, if they choose this new repayment plan, the RAP program, you know, the thing is that actually is an improvement is your calculated payment, if that doesn't cover the interest, the unpaid interest will be waived. So the balance will not grow. And this is actually a big deal because for a lot of borrowers, you hear a lot of really rough stories about people saying, I paid the amount I was supposed to pay. But yet what happened was they were continuing to, accrue interest that grew the overall balance of their loan.
That's interesting. So how about somebody who has student loans and isn't on the SAVE plan? Is it worth giving a look at that new RAP program and other options as well?
Yeah. So as I mentioned, so RAP is not available today. It is slated to be available July 1. And so borrowers right now who are in SAVE, or really, borrower that has federal student loans, it really is to your benefit to use that loan simulator tool. You can see, again, so if you are a borrower who is eligible and is working towards public service loan forgiveness, so those borrowers should realize that this whole time that they've been in SAVE, since that first litigation, forbearance, they have not been making progress towards their required number of payments to get that loan forgiveness. So if you are pursuing that PSLF, you may decide that it's better for you to get into an income-driven repayment plan, get out of SAVE, so that that payment count can continue to grow.
And briefly, Carol, as we wrap up, what resources are out there here in Wisconsin, apart from that Navigator you were mentioning?
Yeah, so the Navigator, again, it's helpful. It can, pull very specific information about you, but our organization has a helpline, and that phone number is 833-589-0750. And you can also email us questions@debtsmarts.org. So we provide this helpline. It's free. It's confidential. You can call Monday through Friday from 8 to 4:30.
Carol, thanks again for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
That's Carol Trone with the Wisconsin Coalition on Student Debt, looking at how the end of a Biden-era student loan repayment plan, the SAVE program, could affect borrowers here in Wisconsin.